We are on Daf Kuf Chavov Omed Aleph. Let us again start from the Gemara Verami Derab Yaisi Adarab Yaisi. Before the Gemara said the Rab Yaisi holds that Atume Bluem is Eina Bekas. I mean, the Tuma Ritzutze, that Shitas Rab Yaisi, Eina Bekas. So the Gemara asks, Verami, the Rab Yaisi, Ada Rab Yaisi. Sebastire, a different Rab Yaisi, which would seem, Rab Yaisi holds that it is Bekas. The Snan, we learned a Mishnah in Eholis that says as follows. Hakelev Sha'ochel Bisar Meis, Hakelev ate Bosa of a Meis, Umeis Hakelev, and the Kelev died, Umutul Al Haaskaifa, and the Kelev is now lying on the threshold of the Bais. He has inside of him Kazayas Mina Meis. Rameyer Oimer, so Rameyer says, Im yesh b'tzavoroi poiseyach tefach. If in the neck of the kelev there is a poiseyach tefach, maybe es hatume, so this, the tzavo will bring the tume into the bayis. Vim lav einoi maybe es hatume. But if not, it will not. If there's no Peseach Tefach, it will not bring the Tumah into the Bais. Let us see Rashi. Hakelev Sha'ochel B'sar HaMeis U'meis HaKelev. The Ilu Chai, if the Kelev would still be alive, Afilu Nichnas L'Bais, the Kelev that was by, that has in himself B'sar HaMeis, Habayis toyer, the bayis is toyer, kidomar bebehima mekashe, the tuma habluwa bebalechayim eino metama. A tuma bluwa and a balchay is not metama. But the kelev is not alive. Umutul ala askaifa, he's lying on the threshold, vitzavoroi lifnim, and the neck of the kelev is facing the inside, exactly what Tzavori Lefnim is, perhaps we'll come back to this later to try to understand this. Im yesh b'tzavoroi peiseach tefach. If the tzavor of the kelev has a peiseach tefach, Sarashi says, roichev tefach b'tzavoroi. That there is a roichev tefach b'tzavoroi, so chot Posh Pashtisa means a reichem tefach, there's a diameter of a tefach in the tzavar of the kelev. Maybe yes a tumah. So then he'll bring the tumah. Mishum the doifnoi ha'el yoin ma'el ala tumah. L'chay Rashi means that Rameya is saying normally we can assume that the tumah is in the b'nei ma'ayim. So mishum de doifnei ha'elyain ma'il ala tumah. So that means the doifen of the behemah, the chelik ha'elyain, the kelev is lying down now. Let us say the b'sar ha'meis is b'meyov. So the doifen ha'elyain, the doifen ha'elyain of the kelev is ma'il ala tumah. The roisha yasheini and the roisha yasheini of the doifen mamshech oil lebayis, and that means you have one big oil, v'yoytze derech piv lebayis, and the tumah will go out derech piv lebayis. So Pashis would seem that what Rashi said, tzavorei lefnim is means v'tzavorei is in the bayis. And you have the tumah that is outside of the bayis, but the oil of the kelev is mile over the tumah that is outside of the bayis. and it is mile till the Tzavo, and the Tzavo has a Reichev Tefach, so the Tume will go from the Bnei Ma'ayim to the Tzavo, V'yoytza derech piv lebayis, and since the Tzavo's in the bayis, so the Tume will go out derech piv. We mentioned last week, we have to understand how it goes out derech piv, if derech piv is l'cheire pashtis, it's not a peseach tefach. The Mishnah Chaynis says that is no problem, even though it's not a peseach tefach, it can go out into the bayis. But that's what Rashi says, v'yoytze derech piv l'bayis, al kaponim, the tzavorei tefach is enabling the tumah, which is chutz l'bayis, to enter the bayis. V'av al gav the ein loy oyhel shachalo loy tefach. That means, if we'll look in the tzavor alone, there is no chalal tefach. So l'chayre Rashi means there are, it is not a hollow tzavo, so you don't have a halal tefach. Sova Rameyah de Mamshich, Rameyah holds, but the tumor will still go from the B'nai Me'ayim through the tzavo, hoyel u'rechovoy tefach. So the Pashtus Loshon of this Rashi would seem that a reichev tefach is sufficient, as long as you have a dayamer of a tefach, even though you don't have a cholol tefach, you don't have a tefach al tefach berum tefach, that's also sufficient. A reichev tefach is sufficient. Ve'im lav, ein mei v'yes ha'tumi, d'chol shem v'reichev tefach einoy oyel, k'disnan tefach al tefach al rum tefach merube mei v'yes ha'tumi. So here we had a problem last week. Here Rashi says, you need a tefach al tefach alum tefach. So how can, and the previous Rashi said that according to Rameh, as long as you have a reichev tefach, you have a diameter of a tefach, which you don't have a chayra square of a tefach, it's also sufficient. The diameter is sufficient. So we wanted to say last week that perhaps Rashi learns like Taisvis, they say Chaykikin, that we consider that even though inside the Tzavo there is no Cholol of a Tefach, but it's we're Chaykik, we dig out the tzavo, and we make ilu, it's a tefach, al tefach barum tefach. The Mishnah Choyna learns, Rashi holds, vidarabon, and it's only maybe a satuma with a reichev tefach. That's how the Mishnah Choyna says pshat and Rashi. See, the Rashi holds like Taisvis, so the Rashi holds, minatoyre, yidar tefach, tefach, arum tefach, and vidarabon, and a reichev tefach is also sufficient. Bekitzer, so according to Rabbi Yossi said the criteria, if the bias will be tomei, there's one criteria. If the tzavar is a reichev tefach, so it does not matter where the tumah is. The tumah could be outside. The tumah could be in the tzavar. It's irrelevant. The ikar is, but the tzavar has to be a reichev tefach. So then the tumah will get into the house. So I don't look at the tumah, I look at the tzavo. That is Shitas Rameya. Now let us go a little further. Rabbi Yossi Yoimel, Royin Esa Tumah, that's the Shita Mekabetz's Girsa, and that's Rashi's Girsa also, we're saying. No, you don't look at the tzavo. I'm sorry, that's not the criteria. Royin Esa Tumah. You look at the tumah. You look where the tumah is. Is the tumah outside in the B'nai Ma'ayim, or is the tumah inside in the Tzavo? You look where the tumah is. Royin es ha-tumah, and then I'll tell you what halach is. Mikenegid ashkoif lefnim, from if the tuma is from after the mashkoy for lifnim, that means that's the tchilas habayis. Is habayis tuma? Mikenaged ashkoy for lachutz. If the tuma is outside the mashkoy, habayis toya. So the Ivra of the Gemara, so we'll see this clearly in Rashi, that what Rameya said, you look at the Tzavo, and that's the criteria, the Reichav of the Tzavo, Rav Yossi says, that's irrelevant. You look where the Tum is. If the Tum is min hamashke v'lefnim, it's Tomei. If the Tum is min hamashke v'lechutz, it's Toyer. And he means to say, Efilu, there's no Reichav Techav. You said that the only time the bias will become Tomei if there'll be a Reichav Tefach in the Tzavo, I vehemently wish to disagree with you. You don't need Reichav Tefach. We just have to see where the Tomei is. Let's see Rashi. Rav Yossi Oymer Royin Esatume Kosal Kedaitach Dohochi Kama. Boitkin begufoy esmokim atuma. What you have to be mavar is where the tuma is. Im hoya minamashke vilifnim, that means is it in the tzavo? That's minamashke lifnim. Or is it minamashke vilachutz? Is it in the bnei ba'ay? If it's minamashke lifnim, abay is tuma. Hashta kosal kedaitoch. At the aim b'tzavorei tefachko, he's disagreeing with Rameya. Rameya said that the only time the bias will become tomei if it's tzavorei tefach. Rabbi Yossi says, no, afilo ain't tzavorei tefach. The koma Rameya habayis toyer, Rameya said the bias is toyer. The Kamalei Rav Yossi, imatume min hamashke v'lefnim, if the tum is in the tzavo, afal pi she'im b'tzavori roichev li yisu oil, even though there's no roichev tefach in the tzavo, hare yesh kan oil godol, I don't need the tzavo to bring the tum, I have the house. Shabayis mail ala tume. The bayis is mail. It's inside the house. The bayis is mail ala tume. Ustam chlal hagorein ein boi tefach. Mistame, normally you don't have a kelev that the chlal hagorein is a tefach. So stamel it's not a tefach. Vahavelo tuma tumuno. So it's a tuma ritzutza. And a tuma ritzutze is by kas boile, and it's in the house. So Mamela, so he said, so you said everything depends on the size of the tzavo. I wish to disagree with you. Afilu the tzavo, and if the tzavo is not a roichiv tefach, you say the bias is toya. I wish to disagree with you. If you look where the tum is, you look where the tum is. If the tum is inside, roinas a tum. Not you have to worry about the tzavo. There's another factor over here. Roinas a tum. If the tum is inside, so memela afilu the tzavo does not a chalal tefa, so the tzavo is a tumah ritzutze. So the tumah will go up, and now you have to know how the house is tumah, not because the tzavo brings it in, because it's a tumah ritzutz, and the house will bring in the tumah into the house. So you have an oil. So this is a tumah ritzutz. Hanegei alonu, we have over here, the kasha is finished already. So we have already a kasha stira in Rabbi Yossi. You just told me that Rabbi Yossi holds a tumah ritzutz is not by kasvoile. That's what you told me. And here Rabbi Yossi says, klofakel, royin es a tumah. And if the tumah is in the oil, I feel there's less than a halal tefach, the tumah will be by kasvoile. We're finished with the kasha, but the Gemara is going to bring down the whole Mishnah, and then we're going to say a different shot in Rabbi Yossi. But Hanegei alone, we're finished already. The next Rashi, minamashke v'luchutz, but if the tumah is minamashke v'luchutz, abayis toy, sherei ein kan loy bayis mile. The tumah is midachutz, so there's no bayis that's mile over it. ולוי אויל תפח שהיא ממשיכה לסייך הבית, there's no oil tefer to be ממשיכת בסייך הבית, so ממילא, so it means that, partially it means, אפילו הוא סיימי בחוץ, it's also a tumor rezutza, but you won't have any, you don't have an oil that's going to bring it בפנים. That is Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Elazar Oymer, now we have here a Moira de Kememra of Rabbi Elazar, which the way Rashi learns Pshat is the Maritz Chayis and the Chazaynish is Moira de Kekashis, but let us just try to figure out what Rashi says. Rabbi Elazar Oymer, Rabbi Elazar says, there is another criteria. If ein tzavoroi is a reichev tefach, there's another criteria to be mevarer if the bias is tamei or not. Let us see. Rabbi Yossi Oymer, Rabbi Elazar Oymer, piv lifnim, if the peh of the kelev is facing the inside, and the ikir is, but the nekev harei is outside, habayis toyer, the bayis is toyer. Piv lechutz, if the pair of the kelev is facing the outside, and the nekev harei is towards the inside, tomei, ibnei shetumo, yoitzo, derech shulov. The tumor will go out through the base array. Now let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi. Piv lifnim. Ikir vot is not piv lifnim. The ikir is v'nekev znovoi l'chutz habayis. The nekev is l'chutz labayis. Toyer im tuma bachutz. If the tumor is mi bachutz, that means if the Sar HaMeis is in the Bnei Ma'ayim, and the Nekev Harei is Chutz Labayis, U'mishum HaMshoche Loi Metamin Olei. Now let's skip over these five words. We'll come back to them. Sherei Ein Derech Machol Lotzeis Derech HaPeh. A Machol will not go out derech hapeh, doesn't go out derech hapeh, ela derech ha-shulayim, nekev horei. It goes out derech ha-shulayim. That's derech of amachalotzeis. So, let's go further. Piv lechutz, if the peh of the kelev is lechutz, that's irrelevant. Vishulav lefnim, but ikar is. That the shulav lifnim, the chelik, the with the neck of a rei, that's lifnim, habayis tomei, shrei derech pesach kotnazeh, al kocho choye soif alotzeis. That it's soif tuma lotzeis. Now what does Rashi say? Now Rashi says, amur de kezach in Rabbi Elazar. That means Rabbi Elazar said, Rabbi Elazar comes now. Till now, we had different cheshbonos how to bring the tumah into the bayis. The mayor said if the tzavor is a pesach tefach, so you have an oil that's maybe it's a tumah l'soich habayis. Afilu the tumah is bachutz. If it's not a pesach tefach, the bayis is toy. Rabbi Yossi said if the tumah is betzavoroi, so also the bias is tummy, because it's a tumah retzutze, it goes into the bias. Rabbi Elazar comes with a new cheshbon. Rabbi Elazar says as follows. We have a klal, soif tumah lotzeis. So it is now tummy. That means if I have a mokim or rishus, that the tumah is going to go out in this rishus. So even though, that means we mentioned, let's say you have a house in the hall, and you're going to go and take out the mace from the house to the hall. So the hole is now tome, even though the door is shut, because since it's seif tome lotzeis, so the hole is now tome. The tome is going to go out of the house into the hole, so the hole is now tome. Zokt, Rabbi Lazar, if the nekev orei is in the house, now it's going, so the besar hameis is going to go out of the house, go out of the kelev into the house. That's called Soif Tumalotzeis. That's the end of Rashi. Sheiderech Pesach Kotna Ze'al Kochoho Yesoif Olotzeis. It's going to go out of the house. So Mameila, I consider that the Bisar Hameis is now in the house. So the Bisar Hameis is in the house. So Soif Tumalotzeis. So Rabbi Lazar was Matame Al Soif Tumalotzeis. So as he says, it matters in which direction the Nekev Beis Arei is facing. If it's facing the house, so it's safe to Malotzeis in the house. If it's facing outside of the house, so then it's not safer to Malotzeis. The Maritz Chayes, the Chazenish, we're talking about a dead Kelev. A dead Kelev, it's not safe to Malotzeis. He won't be Matal Rei anymore. That's what we're talking about. Kozman is all, we're talking about a dead Caleb. So it won't be Matal Reis. What's the safe to Malotzeis over here? What's the safe to Malotzeis? Number one. Number two, let's forget about that. Safe to Malotzeis means the Caleb will be, this the Chazaynish asks, the Caleb will be Matal Reis. He said, there's only Matal Rei when it's Nisakel. When it's Nisakel, there's no Bsar HaMeis anymore. Where do you have a Seif Tuma Lotzeis? Which is a Sheklech HaKasha. These two Kashas they ask. The Maritz Chayis doesn't ask the second Kasha. But the Maritz Chayis wants to say, perhaps, he wants to say, you're an Einfall. He wants to say like this. He wants to say, we have here a Kelev that died on the Miftah. Now, before he died, he was laying on the Miftah. The Malach HaMavis didn't put him on the Miftah. He was laying on the Miftah alive, and then Yotzal Nishmosai, he died. Zok the Maritz Chai, so when he was alive, he lay down, he wasn't feeling good, he was resting, whatever the matzav of the Kelev was. But before he died, there's a cheshbon of soif to melotzeis. That means he's alive, Caleb. He's not jumping around. He doesn't feel too good. It seems this bosom in a mace was not too invigorating for me. He's gonna die pretty soon. But in this matzav, when he's alive, so it's soif to melotzeis. Now it's safe to Malotzeis. So he says, so even though we have a klal, that Tuma Blua is a Tuma Blua and a Baal Chai is not Metame. Yeah, that's the Kozman, the Tuma is Blua in the Baal Chai, Vashteitzach, it's not Metame. But there's a new cheshman of safe to Malotzeis. Safe to Malotzeis does not mean this second it's going. Safe to Malotzeis, we have a room in a hole, and we're going to take it out of the room in 10 hours. So the hole is now tomei, because safe to Malotzeis. So we have over here, we have here a live Caleb before the Malach HaMavis killed him. So we have here a live Caleb that lay down. And the Beis HaNekev is towards the house. The Nekev Arei is towards the house. So, it's safe to Malotzeis. In this massive, it's safe to Malotzeis. Later, the Malach HaMavis comes and takes away. That's irrelevant. But now, in this massive, before he's dead, it's safe to Malotzeis. That's what Rashi says. Al Kochach, Seder Pesach, Kon Oya Al Zer Kochach, Al Kochah Yisayf Alotzeis. In that matzav was Yisayf Alotzeis. Now the Malach HaMavis came, and that's irrelevant. But in this, but Basher Husham, when he was still alive, it's called Yisayf Alotzeis. We still have the Kasha. It's only Yisayf Alotzeis when it's Nisakel. That's the kasha. That the Baruch Chayes doesn't address this kasha. But al kaponim, it's a shtikel mahalach to understand why it's called seif to malotze. If you start cheshbonning after he's dead, it's not seif malotze at all. So al kochach, the seif malotze says when he was still alive, it was seif malotze. That's what the Baruch Chayes wants to say pshat in Rabbi Lozo. Now let us go back to the previous Rashi. We have to understand there's a Chuvus Chsam Sefer and Yeradei Simen Shin Mem and the Chaisin Yeshuas. We have to know this is the previous Rashi. This is a Shvera Rashi. Piv Lifnim V'Nekev Znovoi L'chutz Habayis Toyer Im Tuma B'chutz. Yes. The bias is toyer and tuma b'chutz. Umishum hamshoche loy metamin alei. Now all of a sudden Rashi speaks about hamshoche. Now hamshoche, the taitch of hamshoche is that an oil b'hamshoche. Hamshoche means that it's that an oil is maybe a satumet, that's hamshoche. So Rashi starts off with hamshoche, umishum hamshoche lo metamin alei. So Rashi should have said, because the tzavah is not a peseach tefach. I mean, Rashi says the tum is mibachutz. Im tum is mibachutz, umishum hamshoche lo metamin alei. So Rashi, and this kasha b'amshoche, Rashi said, this lesson of Pesach Tefach, finished. Guten Tag. Shrein derech machol lotzeis derech apel derech ha-shulayim nekev orayi. So Rashi is posach b'amshoche, u'mesayim b'seif tumo lotzeis. It's not seif tumo lotzeis. So this is a difficulty on Rashi, the Chayshin Yeshua is in the Chsam Sefer asked this on Rashi. This we have to know is a difficult Rashi. Abol Koponim. I mean, unless you'll add five words. Mishum Amshoch, Lemetamin Eloi, Dalekev Eseich Tefa. Umishum seif to malot, is loy metamina loy shrein derech machalot, is derech hapa. If you ask, if you add these 5-10 words here, then Rashi is beautiful, but, this is a problem. The way we have the Rashi, it's a problem. Zokt, so this is Rabbi Lozo. Rabbi Yehuda ben Psei Roime, which is mamish chidushi chidushim, Benkach ubenkach abayis tomei. Rabbi Yehuda ben Seire is shrekliche machme. Benkach ubenkach piv lifnim. That what Rabbi Loza said, piv lifnim, it's not tomei. Meh, piv lifnim is also metam. Oy piv lechutz. Okay, piv lechutz, but then Rabbi Loza said that's metamei al tzayv tomolotze. Now he goes on what Rabbi Yossi said. Rabbi Yossi said, you look where the tum is. Bein tume micheneged hamashkois uvlefnim, what you said is tume. Bein shuhu lechutz. But you said if it's lechutz, you said it's not tume. No, if it's lechutz, it's also tume. Now he's going Aramea. Bein shetzavori tefach, bein mitzavori tefach. Va'akulu pligi, he says, all of these tanoim had a hechetimtze that the house is toyer. Rameya said, if ain't tzavoy tefach, the house is toyer. Rabbi Yossi said, if the tum is megachutz, the house is toyer. Rabbi Loza said, if the piv b'fnim, the house is toyer. And he said, all these cases, the house is tomei. Mayredi. Tum is mi bachutz, there's no peseach tefach, and the base nikvosai is mi bachutz, and everything is done. So now, bakulu polik, piv lifnim tome, Piv lefnim tome. The first thing that the piv is lefnim. Like the Rashi, so why is it tome? What is it? The tum is mbachus. There's no pisayach tefach. So what, how could it become tome if piv is lefnim? So the Rashi, vavo pishen soifei lotzeis derech kam. It's not soifei lotzeis. Kosovo, af bederech knisoso, hi moitzio tumoso. Pillei ploi. Amor yudike chedish. That what? That the din of soif tumolotzeis was not only said if it's going to go out from this mokim, but the din of soif tumolotzeis means if it entered through this mokim, the tumah goes out. What is pshat in that? Learning Parshas Chukas this week, so this will be a chelik of the parsha that we can't understand. Amor dikazach. Af eder knisosa imaitziya tumosa. I mean, the only way I could understand anything is be'emesin. There's a stira in Rashi's in Mesechtes Beye, if this din of Seif Tumalotzeis is a Darabonon or a Deraisa. Rashi Beye said it's a Darabonon. A Darabonon is a Psalom this, that since it's going to go out, so I consider like it's out now already. But, some Amela, so then, if it's a Darabonon, it came in, so the Tuma goes out. So, my Shmitleitz are seen it. The tumor went in, the besara mace went in from the pet. So mamela, so that's why the tumor goes out. I mean, what is, the tumor, the boss is not going to go out anymore. But Rashi in Beye has a mahalach, saif tumor lotzis is adiraisa. Now perhaps if you learn saif tumor lotzis is adiraisa, so I mean, then it's not chishbainis because it's going to go out later. This episode, there's such a pesaza, there's such a halacha that Seif Tumalot says that mokim is tome. The mokim where the tume will eventually go out is now tome. So the mokim where the basar entered is also tome. It's Inami, Rashi didn't like this too much. Pomim shohoyemeki. Rashi says, no, maybe it's called Seif Tumalotzeis. The Pe is also Seif Tumalotzeis. Memele, the Skelev is having digestive problems with this Pesara Mesa. It might go out from the Pe. So it's called Seif Tumalotzeis. That already we can understand that it's called Seif Tumalotzeis. V'chein Shulov Lifnim. Why it's safe to malotzeis? Because neshedarka lotzeis derechse. The kids that we have here four tanoim, but as we mentioned before, anegei alonu, we have here a problem. We have a problem with Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi said, if the tume is lefnim in amashkeif, even though the tzavor is less than a pesach tefach, the bias is tome because the tumah that's in the tzavor is bekeya bo'ilet, a tumah retzutze, and the bias becomes tome. And here you told me, Rav Yosi holds that tumah retzutze is not bekas bo'ilet. Now the Gemara goes back to Rabbi Yosi. My love, that what Rabbi Yosi says, Loyen, you look at the Tumah, and if it's Mikineged Ashkoi full of Nim, if the Tumah is in the Tzavo, and it's inside the house, Abai is Tumah. My love, Aim B'Tzavo, Ipaisech Tefach Koi, Rabbi Yosi. He's Choylik and Rameya, he's Machma. Rameya said, Aim B'Tzavo, Tefach, that the bias is toya because you don't have anything that's going to bring in the tumim. And then Rabbi Yosi says, no, if the tumim is there, it's a bekas boiler. Koi Rabbi Yosi, ishma mino tumet muno bekas. Rove, no, you learned wrong pshat in Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi never said royin es hatume, where the tume is, if it's outside the house, inside the house. Royin es chalal atume ktoni. Rabbi Yossi betarti polik. Rabbi Yossi is chaylik and tunekudis. Come alel rameya, the kamrit ki yesh betzavoi peiseyach tevach maybe is atume. You said, if the tzavor is a peiseyach tevach, that is sufficient, even though there's no halal tevach, he didn't say choykikim, or a different cheshben, anan boso halol azlin. Royin, not royin es atume, royin es halal atume. You look at the challah. We don't say if there's a challah tefach, then the tumah will go in. If there's no challah tefach, the tumah will never go in. Udika amrit alaskoifa kulo. That's the mashal's gears on the side. Udika amrit alaskoifa. You did not differentiate if it's before the mashkeif, after the mashkeif. Ashkoifa kulay tome, so I wish to disagree with you. Mikaneged ashkoifa livnim, abayis tome. If it's from the shkoif and further in, the bayis is tome. Mikaneged ashkoifa lachut abayis toil. But that's pshat in Rabbi Yossi. You learned wrong pshat in Rabbi Yossi. So there is no stira in Rabbi Yossi. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi. My love, Ain Bitzavore Tefach Koi Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi is going on a case that Ain Bitzavore Tefach. Bo Omar, and Rabbi Yossi said, Dim Tume min Hamashke Filofnim Tome. Ba'af Opish Ain Kan Hamshoche, even though there's nothing that will bring in the Tume. Metame lay his metame the bias, Mishimsha bias, mailala tumet mune, because the bias is mailala tumet mune, and we say tumet mune because voila. Omarove, Rav Yossi, lava ein bitzabore tefach koi. He's not going a ein bitzabore tefach ule chumre. He wants to be machme. The way you learn shata means he's machme over a meyer. Rameya said, it's only tome if you have a peseach tefach lovi is a tumah labayis. And Rabbi Yossi said, no, I feel this less than a peseach tefach, a tumah ritzutzus bekas vo'ile, min amashke v'lefnim. So Rabbi said, no, Rabbi Yossi, lava im betzavoy tefach koi, ulechumre, the way you said. The hosam, in such a case, if the tzavo was bifnim, and it's less than a tefach, afilu tume bifnim, afilu the tume was in the tzavo, hapayistoy, the tume tmune ain't a bekas, a tume tmune is not bekas. So memele, so fakert, if the tume, the, not royin es a tume, the way you said, look what the tume is. Ela, ayesh betzavoy peiseich tefach koi, he's going on rameya. Rameyer said, if yesh betzavori peseich tefach koi ulekule, and he's being makel over Rameyer. The koma Rameyer, oyel hatzavo mamshich hatume lebayis, oyel veroch boi tefach. Rameyer holds that oyel hatzavo is mamshich hatume lebayis veroch boi tefach, vafo pishen chaloli tefach. Even though there's no halal tefach, if there's a reichet tefach, it's sufficient either al tchoykikim or al tzadach eshbeinus. The komalei Rabbi Yossi, royin, you have to look as halal hatume, not royin as hatume, royin as halal hatume, you have to look at the cholol, chlal hatzavo, we look at the cholol of the tzavo, Im yesh bachaloloi tefach, if in the cholol is a tefach, then mamshich, then it's mamshich the tume into the bayis. Vim lav ain't a mamshich, but if there's no halal tefach, you made a halal tefach with chaykikim, because you need mamish a halal tefach. V'hai royin. Rabbi Yossi started off his halacha by saying royin. You have to see. You have to be mevara. V'hai royin es atume. That was the girsa that Rashi had. V'hai royin es atume. Lav royin es mokem shchives atume kama. Not the way you understood. You look where the tume is lying. If the tume is lying outside of the house, then the house is toyer. If the tume is lying in the tzavo, then the house is tomer. Tamokim shchivos aloi chashinilo. It's irrelevant where the tume is lying. Loishonilon in bebayis, in bechutz labayis. She'ein tumas abayis elo mishum hamshochet. That means there's no, you need hamshocha, you need something to bring it into the bayis. So memele, wherever the tum is, if it's outside, if it's inside, it if you don't have something that'll bring it into the bayis, need a halal tefach to bring it into the bayis. Ela roin as halal akoma. You have to see, that's what you have to be mevara. Is there a halal tefach? Fine. Yosi is Mekel over Rameya. Rameya said, a reichiv tefach is sufficient, either else choike came or else other reasons. Rabbi Yosi said, no, you need bepoil a halal tefach. And if there's no halal tefach, you have nothing to bring the tumah into the bayis, so the bayis is toyer. Udika mesayim b'seifim. So that's one machlokes. Then it says, im mikineged hamashke v'lifnim milsachitehi. That means before we understood, royim means you look where the tum is. If the tum is outside or inside. But now we see, according to Rabbi Yossi, it's irrelevant where the tum is. You have to know where the if there's a halal tefach and the tzavo. So what the Rayim? Rayim is ubetalti pligi. Vohi kamil el ramei. The kamrat linyin am shocher. Im yesh betzabore kula. If in the tzabor im oivi daf noisov. Roichev tefach mamshech anan. The mamshech you hold. That a roichev tefach is enough. Anan chalal tefach binan. Mami a roichev tefach is not enough. I don't say choikikim. I need a halal tef. That's number one. But the kamrit alas koife kula habayis tome. You said a kelev shochel besar meis a meis a kelev umutal alas koife. So it seems according to you that it doesn't matter where on the threshold this kelev is lying. Va'af al pi she'ein piv min hashkoif b'lifnim, even though the pair of the kelev is not from the shkoif, from where the door stops and the inside, the kachashvis you hold kol hashkoif k'lifnim, you hold the whole threshold. From the outside chelik to the inside chelik, the whole threshold is a din of kilifnim. Vaskoifa rechovo. The threshold is very wide. Ushkoif mechutach boy, and in the middle of the threshold, there is a mashkoif shadeles neike pishoike boy. There's a chelik in the middle of the threshold, a chelik, that the door bangs on this, and this prevents the door from going into the house. So you said the whole threshold, it's irrelevant the outside chelik of the threshold, or the inside chelik of the threshold, the whole threshold, there's a halacha of the bayis. And he said, I wish to disagree with you, not the whole threshold is a din of bayis. Only from the shkoif, from the shkoif lifnim, that is a din of bayis. Shkoif, Sarashi says, b'tayel belaz, We make this by the mashkef over the door, and we make this on the threshold. Lamashkef elye, mokim shadelas nekish alei. When the door bangs on, that's called the mashkef. Veloshen shkife hi hako, means bang, shenekish dobra al chaberoi, kidemetageminen chabura mashkefi. It means it was a bang. Olo nido, tal for the shokip, a leaf that is banging. Shidufa is kodim shkifum kidum. Chabuta is peruach. So bekitza, this is the maskonis hagemor. Now, the house is coming. That is what Chameya said. Now, between you and me, you don't have a pathway of a tefach. There's bosa there, there's atomas there, there's a whole bunch of things there that. So we said, Rameya holds choikikim. It's like we chisel out in the tzavo, since we have in the outside circumference of the tzavo, if we will take away the whole inside, we'll have a pathway of a tefach. So we say choikikim. So we have a pathway of a tefach. The tumah goes through. That's what Chameya said. Taktaisvus amir de kakash. Taktaisvus akashe. There's a gemara. We had already this gemara. Taisvus brought it down before. There's a gemara in Baba Basra as follows. You have two rooms. And you have a window between one room and the other room. And the window was a peseyach tefach. So the klal is that peseyach tefach, if you have a window, you don't have to chisel out any. We have a window, peseyach tefach. The tumah goes through, shalom al Yisrael. The second, the adjacent room is tumah. The Gemara says in Baba Basra, if I'm going to put something in this window, which is not mekabel tumah, I'm going to put it in the window. So, what did I do? So now, I don't have a peseach tefach lahobi yasatumah. There's something's blocking the tumah. I have a peseach tefach, but something is blocking the tumah. If it's mekabel tumah, so it's not chaitzis b'fnei tumah, the tumah goes through everything. But if it's not mekabel tumah, so it takes away from the area of the peseach tefach, and the tumah will not go through. This is a gemara in Baba Basra. We'll see. But this is a gemara in Baba Basra. So Tosfos says now, chaykikin is a lumdus. That means even though if you'll dissect the neck of the kelev, it's full of bones and bosa. There's a lumdus, but we assume ke'ilu we have a passageway of a peseach tefach, and the tumah goes through. But Taisha says, but you have to face reality also. The Gemara in Baba Basra says you have a real peseach tefach, not a lumdish peseach, a real peseach. But if there's something there that's not mekabel tumah, it blocks it. You can have a passageway, but if you have something, but you don't have a free, there's something, there's no obstacles for the tumah to go through, then it'll go through. But if you have something that's not mekabel tumah, so you don't have a peseach tefach, that is open for the tumah to go through, the tumah will not go through. Taisa is a gemara. Fractaisvis, now Taisa had a suffix, which the Rishash Mushetzich, what the suffix was. That will come to, that's another problem in Taisa. But Taisa wanted to know, this basar in the kelev, is it mekabel tumah, yes or no? Is it mekabel tumah, is it not mekabel tumah? So Nemesin, the Rishash, he doesn't understand. And Chuldik, this is Besar Nevela. Talking about a dead keller. So Besar Nevela is Zicha, not Choytzitz Bifnei Atumah. What's Tais V'Sofik? fine. This kasha the Rishash asks, and he wants to find a Tosefta, maybe there's one Tana. Anyway, that's a problem. But let's avoid this problem. But Tosfos somehow had a suffix. Tosfos somehow had a suffix. Maybe the basar in the tzava is not mekabel tumah. If the basar in the tzava is not mekabel tumah, so Tosfos has a problem. So I don't have a lamda sahin, lamda sahel, but the tumah cannot go through. There's blockage there. There's blockage. So that's Tosfos kasha. They'll see in the Benigan Tosfos. Taima itzavore shel kelav choshev davosh ein mekabel tume. If the tzava, Tosis means the inside of the tzava, is not called mekabel tume. Is kiyesh betzavore peseich tefach may have it. Nehei, the Rabbi Meir is leichoikikim lahashlam. In Lomdus, we consider we have here a passageway of a peseich tefach. I mean, mikomokim, a mamayif, a bosos, a avir mitefach. You have in this passageway obstacles that hold back the tumah from going through. Ve'eini yechayla le'tumah lovay, and the tumah cannot go through. Ve'i choshev dover hamekabel tumah. If it's a dover hamekabel tumah, that means Tosfos is mesupik, maybe it's a dover hamekabel tumah. So now, this kasha, what Tosfos asks, is very, very unclear. But there's a maram and a marsho, but there's a murdike kasha. If it is a dover mekabel tumah, so the whole gemara, this kasha, the marsho asks, let's remain with this kasha. The gemara had a problem on Rabbi Yossi. You said Rabbi Yossi holds that a tumah ritzutze is not beikeya. Here we see a tumah ritzutze is beikeya, so the kash is, if it's mekabel tumah, fashteitzach it's beikeya. Because dover, kol dover, she mekabel tumah, ein echoitzitz bifnei atumah. That's the kash. Yeah. Now, let's just skip over to ach koshe. Ach koshe. Nehei de bosor efshar she'ein echoitzitz. Tosfos says maybe the bosor is not choitzitz, the bosor is mekabel tumah. Aber atzomeis amayen choitzitzin. Why aren't atzomeis choitzitz? The atzomeis are not mekabel tumah. We learned the nivloso voleva batzomeis. The atzomeis are not metameh. So why aren't the atzomeis choitzitz? The yesh loimer. Kivin the Isler Rameya Choikikim. Rameya Otz Choikikim. So in Lomdis, we have here a pathway of a Pesach Tefer. The Yesh Behem Aver Tzas. They don't have Aver of a, you have here in Lomdis, you have a pathway. And there's some blockages, which is not Mekabel Tumah. Da Tzomis Ain Tzoyism in Kolonekev, Ella Mematin. Umistome ein mevatlon besoifoi lohitziyam misham is lohitzik in the precious peg lohyachbe. So Tosfos says, Amir de Gazak, we had this yisod on Kufraf Hayam at Beis. Tosfos says as follows. This aloch we had mentioned before from a Gemara Baba Basra, if you have a chaloim that is a peseich tefach and there's something inside the chaloim that is not mekabel tumah, so it prevents the chaloyin to be maybe a tumah, that stafkef him, you mevatel it to remain there. If you mevatel it to remain there, so then you lost your chaloyin of a peseich tefach. But if you intend to take it out, you still have a chaloyin of a peseich tefach, you still have a chaloyin, we mentioned already Rab Chaim Svore. Rab Chaim explains this Tosfos beautifully. So Memela, so Tosfos says, Amor de Kizach. Tosfos says, the atzomis of a dead dog are not going to remain there. What's going to happen with them? You take out the bones and you give them to other dogs, Mistama. I mean, you're not going to, the skin of the Mistama, the skin they don't need. But the atzomis are not going to remain in this passageway. V'soifoi lohitziyam misham. You can take out the atzomis. There's 20 dogs standing around this dog. this dead dog waiting for the owner to cut him up and give them some food to eat. Is mamela, is lechaitzi, is a mamela, so then it's a chaitz, because the frishes perk le yachper.